much for watching Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are super delighted to get time with you because time, you can make money, but you can't make time. And time is such a precious resource. And to that end, I also want to say thanks to our partners. Our partners help us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. So thank you, partners. You're very, very essential to everything we do and ministering to people. And I have with me today Isabel, who's also participating in our interview with our special guest here in a little bit. But Isabel, you have some encouraging news for everybody watching.
Yes, Sousa called for prayer. She needed a negative COVID-19 test so that she could travel, and the results came back negative. Thank you, Jesus, right?
Oh, serious.
It's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you right now, if you need a prayer for miracle, for healing in your body, whatever the case, if you need a negative test, if you have fear or anxiety about stuff that happened, you know, to your parents or your grandparents, the Lord wants to heal you. The Lord has good things for you. And I would encourage you, go on our website, go on the prayer line, get prayer. We love to pray for you. We want to pray for you. And we want to believe with you that the healing power of the Lord is entering into your body and transforming things.
That's right. And so healing and also finances.
Yeah.
Sometimes we struggle in our relationships. Sometimes we struggle like decisions we have to make. And God can participate in any and all of those.
Yeah.
We just open the door through prayer. So thank you so much for praying, letting us pray for you. Get on the website, hop on the phone. We love to pray for you. And in just a few moments, we're going to be joining an interview with Ginger Ziegler. Oh my goodness, this is a powerful interview. She's written a book called His Blood Speaks. And I'm telling you, this interview will encourage you about the blood of Jesus and the power that is in the blood of Jesus that is available for you and I today. So watch this interview now.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. Hey there. Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very happy to have you with us today. I have my daughter Isabel. We're doing our interview today. Super excited to partner up and get to bless you. And we have a very cool guest, Ginger Ziegler. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
We're really glad to have you here.
Wow.
And Ginger, not everybody in our audience knows who you are. So can you give us a little background on who you are? And then we'll talk about this really cool book that you wrote.
Okay, well, I've done a bunch of different things in ministry, still in ministry and still going at it. I've been a lot of different foreign countries. We started Bible schools, leadership schools, written another book. It hasn't come out yet. And just busy on social media and all the different places, just sharing, and getting our nation ready to stand up and be counted for righteousness. So that's my main goal right now.
So that's your main passion. And when you say that, what does that look like to you?
It looks like if we don't, we're not going to like the results. I have a passion for it because in 91, when the Lord asked me to do this in Cape Town, South Africa, when he asked me to do the book, when he asked me to start praying for the nation, he also showed me things that would be happening. And he said this to me. Now, that was 91. He said, when you're an old woman, I said, an old woman, what does that mean exactly to you? And so he said, you're going to see this, 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 and this. Then he said, when you're a real old woman, you'll see this, this, and this. And I want you to help prepare people by understanding the power that is in the blood of Jesus to settle them down and know they're the ones in authority, not Satan. And we can change things that are supposed to be changed.
Yeah.
So he set me on a trail, and I've been doing all these other things at the same time.
Yeah. So when you talk about the blood of Jesus, give us an example of what you mean when you talk about that and how that looks for us today in our regular life.
Well, we know Jesus was our substitute. We understand that. That's how we're born again. We accept the fact of what he did. He went to the cross. He took our sins and he paid the price for us. We were purchased by him and his blood. The reason his blood is important is because the life of God is in his blood. And so as we learn how to, I don't want to use the word cooperate, but as we learn how to understand how to just be in sync with the blood and what the blood of Jesus, it makes it so much easier. It's not like, okay, I got to do like, okay, 15 minutes, I got to do this, this, and this, and then I got to give this much money, and then I got to act like this. And it's not us. It's the grace of God giving, because, you know, John 1, verse 14 through 17 says, Jesus is grace and truth. And so when we receive the truth of the blood, we receive the grace so he can change what we think that's incorrect, so we can line it up with the word of God. But just simply, it makes it so much easier because the blood of Jesus, the life that is in the blood, is doing the fighting for us. It's all we have to do is cooperate by saying, the blood, thank you, Lord, for your blood. I believe your blood is speaking mercy for me right now. I can't understand. I'm so messed up, mixed up, and I don't know if it's Monday or Wednesday. But I know that your blood can help me right now because you're speaking mercy to me. You can get me out of this mess I'm in, either a mess I got myself in or somebody else got me in. But I can get out of this because I know. And it just takes the sweat out of it. It really does. Yeah. When you understand, that was the huge part because he had to take his blood and take it to what? Where he sits right now, the mercy seat in heaven. And he's living all the time just praying, just because I told him this happened some time back. I said, God, this seems like I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is praying. I was just fussing up Bluestone. I want to do more. I'm running out of time. I'm getting older and I need to do this. And, you know, I was just, and so when I got calm and quiet and peaceful, the Lord in his gentle voice, he said, that's all I do. Mm-hmm. And I literally fell on the floor in tears. And I said, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I said, that'll work. And so he said, you just pray the blood of Jesus for people. You're doing a major work. You don't even understand it.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's so beautiful. And there are many of you watching who you have been working really hard and you feel like you've been striving, you've been praying, you've been really attempting to, you know, try and break through something. And the Lord wants you to know it's his blood. He has already gone before you. He's prepared the way. And so rest in him. Put his blood over your situation. It could be your health. It could be your finances. Mm-hmm. It could be a prodigal son, but the blood covers. And so go on the website, call us right now, leave a prayer request. We want to pray for you that the blood of Jesus would cover whatever situation you're going through. I know there are many of you specifically, people who have blood cancer. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Lord is sending his healing power into your bodies and is delivering you and healing you. And the blood of Jesus is going to transfuse. Mm-hmm. The sick blood is leaving and the blood of Jesus is replacing in your body right now what was sick.
Wow. That was really powerful.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should do that praise again. God. Oh my goodness.
Lord.
That's so good. Ooh. And you know, the other thing, Ginger, can you give us an example of like seeing the blood of Jesus and praying the blood of Jesus as it's brought in healing? Can you give us an example you've seen with that?
Oh, yes, because there's been times I've been sick. I don't go to the doctor. I don't get sick. I mean, I stay healthy all the time, pretty much. But there's just been time. You just like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. I'll try that. Or maybe, and it was a few years back, I had pneumonia for quite a few months, but I never bothered to go to the doctor or nothing. And I asked the Lord, I said, hey, what's the matter with me? And he said, oh, you got pneumonia. And I said, oh, fiddle-foo. You know, and so I just did, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. But then I got to the place where I got pretty sick. And so anyway, about 9 months later, it was a long time, but I'm pretty strong. And so anyway, I just said, I know what to do. I'm going to stop fighting this. Satan's trying to hold me down. He's trying to pull me back, and he's not going to stop me. And I would just go, every breath I breathe is by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I just let the blood start doing my fighting. Look at me. I mean, here I am. I had to do exactly what I said in my own book. I just had to get like, you're not going to stop me, devil. You will not stop me because I know what stops you. And it's not my fight. You're in a fight with the blood and you are going to lose because you lost on Calvary and you're losing right now today. And so I just had to just say it and say it and say it, but it worked. And so people can just do it. The big thing is it takes fight out of it for us. And we just go, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And you just get stronger and you get stronger and stronger. And you're not so afraid. People are so afraid today. Good night. You know, like afraid of this and afraid of that. Every time you hear some other crazy thing on the news or something, you know, it's like, I'm not going there. I'm going to do the blood of Jesus. He has my times in his hands, not yours, devil. The blood right here, that was part of where they pierced him. Come on. And so you just get, so it gets easier. I'm not saying it's not a fight. My goodness gracious. I do. You know, I understand that. But it gets easier because you're letting his blood do the fighting for you. And it takes the fear out of it. Because I've actually seen that Satan himself, and I said, well, I know you're here, Jesus. So this is like, and I mean, I'm not proud of that. And I don't like that. But anyway, that was part of stuff I have to do as far as he's concerned and all the training and the prayers and all that for the nation. But we can do this because this is easy.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now and maybe you just say, I'm really struggling. I feel like I'm in a fight, the fight of my life. And you're kind of pressed to the wall and you feel like there's no energy, no strength. You fought and you're tired. You're weary, weary from the fight. We want to encourage you to hop on the website, get on the phone. We want to pray for you that the blood of Jesus would fight on your behalf, that you could rest in the power of Jesus' resurrection. He overcame death, right? He overcame all of the power of Satan. He sits at the right hand of God and intercedes for you every single minute. So we want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and we want to pray for you that God would bring you victory, God would give you strength, and you would see an overcoming success in this battle. Whatever it is, God can give you success. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and when you do, grab your copy of His Blood Speaks, such a powerful daily resource for you to see the power of God in your life.
Many times, fear, sickness, trauma, and guilt can stand in the way of God's plan for your life. But there is a way to break through and overcome. For your gift of $27 or more, we will send you His Blood Speaks by Ginger Ziegler. This 31-day devotional reveals practical ways to ensure victory in your life. As you read it, you will grow in faith and finally live free from the voice of rejection, emotional pain, and trauma. We will also send you Marilyn's The Power of Blood booklet and Freedom from Bondage book. For your gift of $50 or more, we will include a bottle of healing anointing oil. Infused with a beautiful scent, this oil is perfect for your personal prayer time or with your prayer group at church. Get ready to start living your life in the freedom Jesus' blood purchased for you. Call or click today for this empowering offer.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that He had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, He said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so excited and honored that you are joining us today. Before we jump right back into the interview, I just wanted to minister a quick word. We're going to be speaking about forgiveness, and I know there are many of you watching who you have some unforgiveness towards yourself. You know, in your past, you did something that is currently affecting you to this day. God wants to release you from that, and part of that is forgiving yourself. So if you need to forgive yourself for something that you did, hop on the phone, go on the website. We want to join with you in prayer that you would overcome the spirit of unforgiveness in your own heart towards yourself. And Miss Ginger, how can we use the blood to help us with forgiveness?
Oh, this is powerful. We need about 6 hours for this, but I'll go fast. Colossians 2. He nailed that handwriting, that ordinance, that guilty, guilty, you did it wrong, was nailed to his cross. The blood, think about it. He took that thing out of our way, and it was nailed to his cross. That in itself gives us the power, the ability to forgive, because that handwriting, you know what that means? It means it was totally erased. It was not there anymore. Now, Satan still thinks it's there. So when we don't forgive ourselves, or we don't forgive God, or we don't forgive other people, that's the three categories. And it just depends on what kind of person you are. Sometimes we have a tender conscience and we go, oh, I was the one that did it and I messed up everything. Some people are like, doggone, it was your fault. I wouldn't have done this. You know, and some people really don't want to deal with the fact they're mad at God. I prayed and you didn't answer my prayer. So it's all the categories. But I found most of the people that I know, we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. And so the power of the blood of Jesus absolutely erases that. It's gone. It's not there anymore. That legal decree that said you are guilty. And if I have time, I want to tell you a really fast story. In Leviticus, if a young lady went out and she's working in the field and she was accosted by somebody, by a man, and she cried for help and she couldn't get help, then when it was all said and done, this is so interesting, because the guy was stoned, but she had to go back. Think what I'm saying. And had to offer a blood sacrifice. She didn't do nothing. Wasn't her fault. Why would that be in the Levitical law? To erase the guilt and the shame. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So we come all the way to the New Testament in Hebrews, all through, it's everywhere in the New Testament. The blood of Jesus washes away that consciousness of guilt. And Jesus' blood, in my book, you can see it. There's list. It says you are innocent. That means it's so blocked out. That includes the event, what happened, where it was, the date, the whole thing. Boom, it's gone. You're not guilty. And there's no case pending. When you start looking up justified and all those words. So on day 15, it says, I am free to forgive. Once you understand that, once you see, hey, there's a way I actually can forgive myself. I pray that every day, because I'm one of these people that like, why did you say that? Doggone it, you know? And so I know I have to watch it. So Satan will get us under that condemnation. And then what I did, I put it together with Ephesians, and I did this for 120 days. I had a really bad thing happen to me, and I was mad on fire about it. And I thought, how am I going to get through this? I want to knock them through next week. So how am I going to do this? You might as well just be honest with God. He knows what's going on inside anyway. So he gave me Ephesians 4 and verse 32. And he says, all these things, stop acting like a ding-dong, is what he says before there. Okay, that's in Texan, y'all. But you get 32 in the Amplified. And become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tender-hearted and compassionate. I thought, I don't want to be tender-hearted. I'm mad. I don't want to be compassionate. I want to, you know. So I said, how are we going to do this, Jesus? He said, forgiving one another. And I said, I don't want to forgive because I'm mad right now, okay? So there. I don't want to forgive myself. I don't want to forgive anybody involved in it. But then he goes on, he says, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. And this is what Jesus said to me. Now, 120 days, I did this one verse, 120 days, because I was going to get this right. He said, I forgave you because of the power of my blood. If you don't have anything to forgive yourself or to forgive me or forgive other people, won't you just borrow my forgiveness that I used to forgive you with? He said, I'll let you have it. And I said, you got yourself a deal. And so I said, I would pray. This sounds so crazy. Is this okay to share this? I mean, this is a bad trial. And I would say, all right, Jesus, I need to borrow your forgiveness, that forgiveness when you were on the cross and you saw me when I was that little girl. I saw you and you forgave me. I need to borrow that because I don't have any forgiveness of my own right now. But I'm going to use your forgiveness to forgive myself and forgive others, forgive anybody that needs to be forgiven. And I prayed that prayer, and I prayed that prayer. And I don't know, time went by, and then pretty soon I thought, I was like, well, do I need to keep doing this? And because I didn't even realize it was like the farmer that went out, nothing, dirt, then he goes and he sees this little green thing, nothing's growing, then he sees, pretty soon, just like Jesus said in Mark 4, all of a sudden you have this whole stalk of corn and the full corn in the ear. It had totally, and I said, I've got forgiveness of my own. This is it. Thank you. I can give it back to you now. Thank you, because I learned how when I didn't have what I needed, I could use what he had.
Yeah.
And that's the power of the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Isn't that powerful? Mm-hmm. I lived that one out, mm-hmm. and so like great. In real life.
That's so powerful. And you might be watching right now and you're like, whew, man. Some of you watching and you're listening and you've had stuff from your childhood. You've had stuff from teachers, from classmates. You've had stuff in your early 20s, mid-20s, where there's unforgiveness. And you know, I've tried to forgive. And we want to pray for you. We want to pray that you can borrow Jesus' forgiveness and let that come through you to the people around you. You know, well, Isabel, you want to share something here?
And my confession that I use for forgiveness is actually so funny. It's, I forgive this person for whatever they did to me, and what my feelings will not yet allow, the blood of Jesus will surely cover. And so,
boy, that's powerful.
That is something where the blood of Jesus can intercede for you and can meet you where you're at, because sometimes, you know, trauma affects us and hurts affect us, and we can only get so far, but the blood of Jesus takes us all the way to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's really good. One last quick thing, just for a short moment. This is the blood speaks better things, mm-hmm. right? Jesus' blood speaks better things. What would you say to that?
Oh, what better thing do you need in your life? And it's not just talking about, we think money, clothes, houses. No, we're talking about peace. We're talking about stability. We're talking about, hey, steady she goes no matter how big the waves get. We're talking about things that really matter. Relationships in your own family. We're talking about things that have value, you know, because of money and food and all this stuff, like whatever. Those things, that's what the blood of Jesus does. It gets us in a place to where we don't feel like we're out of control. You know, we don't feel like, okay, you're in control of my life. You can hire me or fire me. No, you can't. No, I'm like, I'm working for Jesus. This is okay. Like, we've got to get to where, no, the Lord is helping me. And we just get steady as she goes. We don't feel like I'm losing and I don't have this, I don't have that. You have everything you need, because when you have it on the inside, you can get it on the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it on the inside, you can get it on the outside and you'll lose it. Mm-hmm. But if you got it on the inside, you can get it on the outside. You can get whatever you need. Because he said, I will supply your need, whatever that need is, mm-hmm. according to his riches and glory in mm-hmm. Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So what more do you need? Better things.
Yeah. Yeah, and his blood speaks better things. And right now, I just want to encourage you. You might need to hear the blood of Jesus saying to you, healing. The blood of Jesus right. saying to you, freedom. The blood of Jesus saying to you, forgiveness. The blood of Jesus saying to you, victory. The blood of Jesus saying to you, provision.
Yes.
Jesus' blood says better things to us. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and we want to pray for you that Jesus' blood would speak to you, encourage you, that there's not lack, there's not death, there's not destruction, there's not pain, there's not unforgiveness. There is better things. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And of course, grab your copy. So one of the cool things about this book is it's a devotional. So grab a couple copies because you can give them to your friends, do them in a book club, Bible study, a very powerful resource about Jesus' blood.
Many times, fear, sickness, trauma, and guilt can stand in the way of God's plan for your life. But there is a way to break through and overcome. For your gift of $27 or more, we will send you His Blood Speaks by Ginger Ziegler. This 31-day devotional reveals practical ways to ensure victory in your life. As you read it, you will grow in faith and finally live free from the voice of rejection, emotional pain, and trauma. We will also send you Marilyn's The Power of Blood booklet and Freedom from Bondage book. For your gift of $50 or more, we will include a bottle of healing anointing oil. Infused with a beautiful scent, this oil is perfect for your personal prayer time or with your prayer group at church. Get ready to start living your life in the freedom Jesus' blood purchased for you. Call or click today for this empowering offer.
We just finished taping the most wonderful interview with Ginger Ziegler. Ms. Ginger, would you please pray for our audience?
I will. Praise God. We just thank you, Father, for these wonderful people that are listening today because they can hear the sound of your love, of your mercy. They hear the sound of you speaking to them and telling them how valuable and precious they are. Father God, we just ask you to just go in and just touch them in a tender way like you do so that they can see that you're there, Lord, that you care, that you love them, and that you are answering their prayers.
Amen. Amen. That's Amen. So powerful. And, you know, I just want to encourage you, God has such great things for you. God has a great future for you. And I remind you of this in Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, give you hope and a future. Sometimes we think about our past and we think about where we're at. And we're like, oh, you know, I just don't see anything getting better in the future. And I just want to encourage you that Jesus' blood speaks better things. And the Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen. So be encouraged in your soul. God has good things for you. Plans to prosper you, give you hope and a future. And of course, if you have any need in your life, we would love to pray for you. It is our honor to get to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. Nothing is too difficult for God. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the privilege of getting to pray for you. And finally, I just encourage you, grab your copy of Ginger's book, His Blood Speaks. I love the tagline, your victory, the devil's defeat. Jesus' blood speaks victory for you today.